gonna pepper spray a man that looks like he's about 6'4", 250? Yeah, good luck.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome to the War Room, everyone. My name's Rob Dew. I will be hosting today along with Jake Lloyd and Michael Zimmerman. Of course, we have the shooting in Santa Fe, Texas. And the suspect has been named Demetrius Pagorchis. Is his name. He seems to be of Greek descent. It sounds like a Greek name. Wearing a Born to Kill shirt while he was carrying out this mass murder event. And I think it'll come out later that he was, had some problems mentally. Probably on some sort of psychotropic, but what is for sure, and we'll get into this later, some of the memorabilia he was wearing is all about death and destruction and annihilation, not about love, even though there's a picture of him in a peace hat. But first, I want to go to this video. This is a compilation of police scanner audio that you're going to hear with video over top of it that just describes the scene that was going on at Santa Fe high school this morning. Here it is.
A little bit more about what took place this morning.
Santa Fe PD's requesting mutual aid. They're having a shooting at the high school.
531, we're making entry. 418.
City Dickinson and Medic 1 needs you to stay for a shooting at Santa Fe School, 1600 Highway 6. I need you to stage for Santa Fe shooting at the school.
Okay, so you're listening.
More shots fired. Additional shots fired.
Well, go ahead and continue to listen.
Several shots fired. Possibly one or two rooms in this area that we're at. Still have several more shots fired.
606-704, we're coming out the front doors. West to the ETA.
He's actually shooting. He's in the art room. We got shots fired right now, guys. We need to help you.
Clear. Texas City 8115 is subject in custody. At least one third is in custody.
All right, so some of that is getting hard to understand. We'll go ahead and cut it out there. But basically what you have is you could hear the police officers from several different radio transmissions were saying they're hearing shots fired. So police were on the scene very quickly. This wasn't a situation like in Parkland where they were standing down, waiting outside, checking their watches, scratching their butts, whatever.
Coward County.
Exactly. Coward County, not really going in. Here, directly engaged officer, we had another school shooting a couple days ago where the guy was engaged immediately. It seems like people have gotten the memo. We're not going to hang out. We're not going to let our kids be slaughtered when these nutcases go in and start blowing people away.
Well, and there was a caller into the Alex Jones show today of someone who lives in the city there, and he said that they've had an armed police presence in the school since the 70s.
Right.
Yeah, and people, I mean, these police officers have definitely seen the way that the Coward County Sheriff's Department has been treated, how they've kind of been viewed in the media, so I definitely think that police are probably more encouraged to actually do their jobs in these situations.
Right. Now, we want to give out the number. This is only for people living in that Santa Fe, Houston area. Or especially if you are an eyewitness, if you are a student, please call in 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Also, you can reach us 512-646-4426. That's 512-646-4426. Next segment, we're going to bring up Owen Schroyer, who's on the scene. And also, there will be a press conference today. We're going to give you that information when we get back from break at 6 p.m. right after the War Room. We're going to go live with that press conference here as well, in addition to Real Alex Jones and the Alex Jones channel on YouTube and Facebook. I guess it's Alexander Emmerich Jones on Facebook. But we'll be going live with all those as well because we want to get the truth out. We want to talk to people who are pro-Second Amendment because what's going to happen? The mainstream media is going on full attack. So we're going to tell you how they're going to do that coming up next, and we'll go over what this lunatic was wearing while he was carrying out this mass murder. We'll be right back. You're watching The War Room. Infowars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody you know. Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We have Michael Zimmerman and Jake Lloyd joining us. We were just going over last segment that we will be having a press conference, and I wanted to give you that. Now somebody's calling me. I was going to give you, pull up the tweet, please, real quick, so we can show people that, because it has all the information on it on Real Alex Jones. At Santa Fe, Texas, at the corner of Maple Street and Tower Road at 6 p.m., Owen Schroyer is going to be there. He wants to interview people who want to get out the pro-gun narrative. Even, and you know what? Even if you don't, he will definitely debate you on it. We'll be going live on the air. It won't be censored. It won't be, you know, we want to talk to people who were there, who saw what was
going
on.
That's what's critical, Rob.
Right.
That's what's critical, is that we're just going to be whoever's there, the families, their kids, people at hospitals want them to go interview them. We'll do it. But also, the liberals are going to do a little canvas of three or four anti-gunners right. and say they speak for everybody. No, if you don't want the globalists speaking for you, if you're anti-gun, come to this. We'll talk to you.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to be scapegoated on this, we want to hear from you as well.
Exactly. And I think that's the big thing, because what happened after Parkland? They found their four poster children for gun grabbing, and they went right for them and then paraded them around like celebrities.
This is like 1,300.
Right.
And listen, if people want to be anti-gun, that's great. But people that want to end up being on our shows and then on Fox News and all that, Fox sat around for like 3 weeks before they got anybody on.
Yeah.
We're going to get folks that are pro-gun on now. Turned out most of Parkland was pro-gun. They weren't ever basically on.
Exactly, exactly. So we'll be there 6 p.m. today with Owen Schroyer at the corner of Maple and Tower Road, right and near also, the school.
Show tips at Infowars.com. Just get a hold of us. We're ready to have you on.
We're checking that. I've been sending them phone numbers.
Three or four people on today.
Exactly. There was a lot of good phone calls today on the Alex Jones Show, if y'all were listening to that. We also gave out the number last segment. I'll give it out again, 888-201-2244. This is only for people in the Santa Fe area, in the Houston area, who were there or even knew somebody there. If you knew the shooter, we definitely want to talk to you. 512-646-4426, 512-646-4426. Do we have an update on the dead? Do we have a final count?
The latest number that they've put out is 10 people dead, 9 of those being young people, students, and 1 of those being an adult.
And it seems like 1 police officer was in critical condition in surgery at the time, last time I looked. I want to go to this article, which we have posted on Infowars.com. Santa Fe shooting suspect is student Demetrius Pogorchis, 17, who had Born to Kill shirt on. And you can actually see the shirt right there in the article, Born to Kill. I think that was from, what was it, Natural Born Killers. I think one of them had a Born to Kill shirt on. Or Full Metal Jacket, that's what it was, mm-hmm. right. He had the Born to Kill pin.
Yeah.
On. And then look, oh, here's his trench coat. Oh, hammer and sickle. Kamikaze Nazi star.
Iron Cross.
Yeah, the Iron Cross. This here, we were talking about the Cthulhu, the god of death and destruction. And there was another
satanic symbol.
One here that
got the pentagram
the
too.
The Bravery Baphomet. So I think that's the Baphomet head inside the pentagram, or it's right next to that. So you can see all these. You get better pictures of them on the website as well at Infowars.com. We're putting all the information up because this is what we're dealing with. This is evil. This guy probably on Prozac or some sort of derivative of that, probably on Ritalin or Luvox. We always find these mass shooters on something like this that drives them into this to push themselves over the edge, and it takes one thing to trigger them. Of course, if you go to liberal media, 5 facts that you need to know, oh, they're trying to paint this guy as a Trump supporter when... yesterday, Doral resident shouting anti-Trump rhetoric shot in police firefight at Trump National Resort. So this is a good way to cover this event. So nobody's going to talk about this event, that somebody was at a Trump resort shouting anti-Trump rhetoric, gets in a firefight with police, they wound him, and now we have this school shooting right on schedule, just as the end of the school year is happening.
Right, and I mean... I'm not too read up on exactly like what this guy's history was. I don't think that I saw that he made any comments pro-Trump or anything. I was more looking at the gun statistics. But this is how the scumbag mainstream left-wing media spins things, because I saw plenty of accounts retweeting this picture of his jacket saying, oh, he's got Nazi paraphernalia on it. First of all, the German Iron Cross is not Nazi paraphernalia. It was used by the Nazis. However, it's been around since the
1800s. That's true. It's World War I, World War II.
Exactly, yeah. So... that's not strictly Nazi, but they take it. It's got a loose affiliation with the Nazis, and they say, Nazi, oh, he's a Trump supporter. Oh, Trump supporters kill kids.
When he also has his hammer and sickle
exactly.
on there, though.
And they're retweeting these things that don't even have, they're not even mentioning the hammer and sickle in that picture you see there behind me. They're not even mentioning it, even though it's in plain view.
And so here's the interesting thing. People grab, like here, I don't know if they're showing any, here's his Instagram profile page. So they grab some of this now deleted Instagram page. They're showing... he's got pictures of A frog, included a photo of a frog, so that automatically makes him...
Must be Pepe.
Yeah, must be Pepe. One shows a handgun and a knife and shows a shooting arcade computer game. He wrote in his bio section, numb. So he played this game so much where I guess his finger was numb. And then he said his Instagram account, he was connected to guns or Donald Trump. So they're going to try to make this guy a Trump supporter. You know what? There's a lot of people who get on Trump's Twitter who aren't Trump fans. In fact, if you look at a Trump tweet and go to the replies, 9 times out of 10, it's people that hate Trump. So it doesn't surprise me that this guy was following Trump, because you see that a lot. You see people following these pages waiting for the president to say anything so they can jump right on it and go,
Obama's Twitter. Does that make an Obama supporter?
They are notable public figures. It's not a surprising thing that somebody might want to look at Donald Trump's Twitter account just because he's the president of the United States. I'd be surprised if people aren't following his Twitter account unless they just hate politics I think is stupid.
It's a noteworthy thing to follow different world leaders. Like I said, I follow Obama on Twitter. I follow a number of different politicians and people that I don't necessarily agree with.
I follow Jeremy Corbyn. I follow Bernie Sanders. I follow all of these people. And does that mean that if somebody that follows Bernie Sanders goes out and commits a mass shooting, do you think that they're going to label them as a radical socialist Bernie supporter?
Well, and then we have to look back at the shooting of the congressman Scalise and the security there at the baseball fields. That was a politically motivated attack by a left wing nut job, and it wasn't labeled as nothing. Such. It was barely reported in the media.
Freak accident where man happens to accidentally shoot people. Totally not politically related at all.
And so what they're going to try to do is tie this guy to Trump somehow. I can feel it right now. They're going to, by the end of the day, he will be a Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying his dad liked Dana Loesch. So he probably got the gun from his dad. Who knows? We don't know. We're going to find out more about this as we go.
Make, if his father follows someone on his Facebook page.
Now, the most important thing is Owen is there on the scene now. So you can get in touch with him through his Twitter account. You can also get in touch with us by calling us. We'll take your number down too. Send it to them. Then you can meet up with them. They will be at 6 p.m. at Maple and Tower Street in Santa Fe, right near the school, the corner of Maple and Tower. We will be holding our own press conference. We'll be talking to people who want to come talk to us about their pro-gun stance. How did this shooting end? It was a good guy with a gun who took the guy out. And unfortunately, it seems like a police officer was hit as well. And then there's 9 students, and then it seems like a middle-aged adult who also did not make it through the day today. And our hearts and prayers do go out to them, our thoughts and prayers definitely, because they are true victims. These people weren't doing anything wrong. They're going about their lives. Their lives were snuffed out by this creep who basically is a product, I think, of what's going on in America right now. There are a lot of people who are going crazy, and it's because of, I think, a paradigm shift is happening where we have Trump in office. People assumed it was going to be Hillary Clinton and it was going to be business as usual with all the corruption. And now that's not happening. And so the left is putting out as much vitriol and poison into the ethosphere, into the social media landscape to create more crazy people.
Right. There's like almost a war of this negativity out there. But it's also, we also live in a very unnatural world. And I don't think that people's brains are meant to cope with it. I mean, we're constantly looking at blue light on our phone that affects our brain negatively. We're sitting in front of computers. We're not active. We're not out there in the real world. And by the real world, I mean in a natural environment. And it's just, I don't think that our brains are supposed to cope with that. So they pump us full of these drugs and chemicals and stuff trying to adjust it. And I just don't think that it works.
And it happens so quickly too, the way the social media has increased. Like the last 3 years, I used to never be on social media. Yeah. I'm on Twitter way too much. I'm going to start cutting back on that. They've started cutting back
people
on my followers
from
too.
Withdraw from it, they're away from their phone. That's they're like drug addicts.
I've got to look at it.
Physical addiction.
It is. I've seen it happen with my kids when I'm taking the screens away. So we all have to be aware of this, and we all have to be searching for the truth. We'll be right back with more. Infowars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody you know, and you can watch the War Room.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, we are live here in the War Room every day from what is it, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.?
3 to 6 p.m.
I almost said 4 to 6, but it's 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., 3 hours. It's the end, the tail end of our 10 hours of live coverage that we do every day here, every weekday at least, here at the Infowars.com Central Texas Command Center. And I just want to let you guys know, the reason we're able to do this now is because we're listener-supported. We don't get giant loans from billionaires. We don't have people pumping money into this thing through tax-free foundations. No, it's only from people out there who watch the feeds, who send out the links, who buy the products, who use the products, who tell their friends about them, who give positive reviews about them, like these three I'm about to tell you about. Survival Shield X2, Super Blue, fluoride-free toothpaste. We also have mouthwash. We have
the Immune Gargle.
The Immune Gargle. Bodies, which is our turmeric product, which is amazing. I take that every night now. It's really helped me. But let me tell you about this special. Survival Shield X2 is our proprietary nascent iodine. 25% off right now. 25% off. And we don't know when we're getting more in stock because we're having problems with the supplier of this. They find out that there's a market for this. They start jacking up the price. Before it was just, it's a byproduct. We're just going to find a way to dump it. Now they're able to see the market is there and that people want this.
You need it.
Yeah, this is one of our most popular products. You know, you could just go on and type in iodine deficiency and iodine problems. It's all over the world. People have these conditions where they're not getting enough iodine.
Reductions.
Yeah, IQ reductions, eyesight. You get the gout if you don't have enough iodine. All these things can happen. And so they used to put it in the bread. They used to put it in the salt. And then they took it out of the bread in the 70s and started putting bromine in, which bromine is not good for you. It's one of the bad halogens. It's up there with chlorine. Also, the Super Blue fluoride-free products are all 50% off. Toothpaste, mouthwash, Immune Gargle. We have the Immune Gargle in several sizes. Check them out, InfoWarsStore.com. And Bodies is 50% off. That is our amazing turmeric formula with 95% curcuminoids in each pill, which is amazing. If you look at most other, we have the pictures at InfoWarsStore.com. You can check out the comparisons of the, our competition, which it's really not our competition because we're blowing them away. But you can check out what others are putting out there, calling it turmeric, and when what we're putting out there. We call it Bodies. So check that out. And also Icarin is 40% off. And DNA Force Plus, amazing product as well, 50% off. So check those out, InfoWarsStore.com. It's how we fund everything we are able to do today. Now here we have Owen Schroyer ready. So Owen is on the scene now at Santa Fe High School. Owen, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you loud and clear, Rob.
Excellent. So what are you seeing there? What's going on in your location?
Well, we arrived on the scene, give or take, about an hour or so ago, and we kind of scoped the scene to see what the deal was. Obviously, a very heavy police presence. We've seen ATF, sheriff's vehicles, everything as you would expect. A very, very wide perimeter has been stretched around the high school. You can't even really get close enough to see it. We tried. We filed a report from another media staging area where it's about as close as you can get to the high school. In fact, along the perimeter is actually Tower and Maple, the intersection that we're going to be having our press conference at later. So I'm not sure what it'll be like later, but that is right at the perimeter as of now of the zone that they've set up that you cannot get in unless you're with law enforcement. So as far as, you know, trying to give you an idea of the scenery at the actual school, it's pretty much been impossible because you can't even get anywhere near it. And it was actually kind of strange, honestly, Rob, because, you know, we got down here within probably 3 hours of this happening, and it's like a ghost town, man. I mean, there's nobody out here. The schools were all already empty. The elementary school was empty. The junior high school was empty. You had a couple stragglers leaving. But it's really weird because I just wonder, you know, what happened to all the students afterwards? I mean, how did they get them all out of there? Where did they go? Were they able to get them to a safe place? Did their parents come pick them up? So it's kind of a weird, eerie thing. Like, you know, where did all the students go? So I'm not really sure what to report on that. But nonetheless, obviously the details that are emerging, they're very alarming to me because the first questions that come up is how is a 17-year-old able to build and buy all the materials to make these explosive devices and go completely unnoticed? Is there no presence at home? How was he able to do that? And then secondly, you know, he's in the school with a shotgun. I haven't heard rumors or any reports about an extended magazine. So you're imagining, you know, with a shotgun, what, he's got 6 or 8 rounds he can fire off before he has to reload. And he's walking around lobbing pipe bombs into classrooms. The original reports were 10 dead. Now they just say high number. So who really knows what that means? And I just beg the question, you know, was there nobody that could stop this? No security guard on the scene at all? Not one individual that wanted to try to be a hero? It's really crazy to think about that, that this guy is just walking around freely in a school, shooting a shotgun, probably ran out of, you know, at least originally before he had to reload, probably to run out of ammo in the gun and started lobbing pipe bombs. So where's the security? Where are the parents that are should be monitoring a 17-year-old, make sure he's not building explosive devices like pipe bombs and a pressure cooker bomb? I mean, how does that not go noticed? I mean, I was, you know, making the halfway the joke earlier, like, I could barely even sneak a bottle of vodka past my parents in high school. How is this kid building explosive devices without getting any notice? So those are questions right now to me, Rob, that beg answers. But obviously, I'm imagining that what we're seeing right now in the mainstream media, at least from the CNN, the MSNBCs, is, you know, guns are to blame, the NRA is to blame. You know, don't even mention the shooter. Just go right to the NRA, go right to the Second Amendment.
Well, CNN put up their discredited map immediately. This is the 22nd school shooting of the year already, and they showed these. And even the New York Times went and debunked that map when it was 18 school shootings. They're like, no, these weren't really school shootings. They were shootings. Some of these were even around the school, but it wasn't even students. It had nothing to do with the school. It just happened
or
to be.
The cops got accidentally discharged.
Right. And they're like, school shooting. School shooting.
Or sometimes it'll just be a call to the police, and they just mark it down as a school shooting. It won't even have anything to do with a shooting.
Not to mention they count, you know, gang violence and incidents like that. And I didn't know the area too well, but I did grow up going to high school and went to school in Houston. And some of the schools my friends went to, there were shootings that happened there that I never really saw reported in the national media because it was a gang on gang thing. One person shoots another person and that was the end of it. So that was,
you know,
my first thought when I heard about this morning.
What? That's interesting that you say that, because I went to a high school basketball game when I was in St. Louis. This was probably 4 years ago, and there was a shooting at that game and nobody reported on it. Just like, we're in the inner city of St. Louis. Somebody shoots a gun. Oh, no reason for media. No reason for anybody to freak out. We're at a gymnasium. Someone shoots a gun. So it is odd, you know, since you point that out, just thinking about that, you know, how it's a pick and choose type scenario. What gets the big coverage? What doesn't?
Well, one place they don't cover is Chicago, where it seems like there's a mass shooting there every weekend. Up to date, 29 dead so far in the month of May, 183 up for this year. We don't hear any reports on that from the mainstream media. It's like, Chicago doesn't matter. Those are black people, so we don't care.
Well, and I think what it is that you cannot use that for a narrative. You know, that's what this is all about,
right?
Is being able to find a way to create a narrative to get your agenda. So a school shooting, well, that's easy. You know, everybody feels awful about this. It makes your stomach sink. You know, nobody wants to see kids die. Nobody wants to see anybody die. But you think about innocent kids, you know, at school trying to learn and a mass shooting down. The natural instinct is, you know, that makes your heart sink. It makes your stomach sink. But then the media uses that to attack the NRA and attack the Second Amendment.
Of course. So, of course. Hey, we're going to break on. We'll be right back. 890 people have been shot. Okay. 183 of those have died. We'll be right back. You're watching The War Room. We have Owen Schroer on the scene at the Santa Fe High School shooting. We'll be right back right after this.
Infowars.com/show. This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroer at Infowars.com/show.
You know, we saw how the mainstream media takes events like what was yesterday, this Trump animal comment. Oh, Trump was calling all immigrants animals. And then you watch the whole clip, and he's clearly talking about MS-13. And we put together an intro, I don't know if we played it today, but of Sarah Sanders, they asked her about it. And she lays into that reporter. Like, if you guys want to defend MS-13, you go right ahead. You guys are scum. And these people are animals. And then we have Anna Navarro, who wants to act all high and mighty. She actually called Trump an animal at some point. So all these people, they don't really have a leg to stand on. And they're going to do the same thing with this event, too. They're going to take this event here, call for banning of shotguns, calling for just getting rid of any type of way that we can defend ourselves.
Joe Biden said to buy a shotgun.
I know, the vice president
just
wants to.
The vice president said, just buy a shotgun.
Buy a shotgun and then just shoot it in the air.
Exactly.
Indiscriminately. To scare them away.
Which is illegal, by the way. He's telling you to do
something. The NRA then came out and said, don't do that.
Don't actually do that.
Totally crazy. Now, we got Owen Shorer back on the scene. Let's go ahead to him right now. Owen, I see you're there with an info warrior, a fellow info warrior. You want to bring this guy on, or was he just there to meet up?
Yeah, actually, this is Pastor Sam here. He's been in some of our videos before. He decided to come out here when he heard about the shooting. And, you know, obviously, you actually have a story where a good guy with a gun actually saved your life. So tell us about that story.
That's a fact, Owen. I've preached in a lot of places, and even though I got to be part of moving the nation back towards concealed carry and people using their rights, there have been a lot of times that I was unarmed and in over my head. And there was one particular time when I had to run to a patriot and ask him for help. That's really what makes America different from every other nation. Every other nation where there's a disaster, where there's a hard time, they're waiting for the government. They're waiting for another nation to come help them. But in America, we help one another, and I think that's beautiful. And one time it was for all the marbles. That man pulled his rifle out and faced the bad guys down, and they went away.
You know, and when we talk about a story like a school shooting, you know, I look at this and, you know, you talk about Florida. There was an obvious stand down at the scene. Okay, that's one issue, and we'll find out what the deal here with Texas is. But, where is the good guy with a gun? I mean, don't you want a good guy with a gun on the scene? I mean, you know, to me, that's the obvious, simplest, most logical, at least first reaction to this stuff. It's not to say ban guns, the NRA bad. It's to say, okay, look, we need to have an armed security on the campus if this is going to be a real issue.
I would like to see the average American just come up and to take a little bit further responsibility. Society has gotten to a place where people act a little bit crazy, and the mental health issue is also flawed. I have studied extensively how the Soviet Union began passing laws against mental health, and the place that they always go is the confessing Christian, the person that believes that God framed the worlds by the word of his power, the person that believes that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Eventually, that becomes the definition of insanity. And so right now, I'd like to see some steps taken as far as the psychotropic drugs and things like that. Those are questions that should be asked a person. If I sold a gun to a person, those are things that I would ask them. Are you a citizen? Are you a felon? Are you on any mood-altering medications?
Do you have a history of violence?
Those are good questions to ask.
And most of these are on the background check.
Definitely. They're on there. The laws are on the books. We did not need more laws. We don't need an increase in militarization. When I was in school, I didn't like teachers. It was the greatest day because it was known that they're government agents. They're a government agent, just like the tax man, just like the garbage man. And as such, that's what the constitutional protections are for, where we don't have to speak to those people. We don't have to tell them about our whole life. And now there's a generation that just doesn't even know that because they've been conditioned to stand in line, to always ask permission to talk, to not have an opinion, and definitely to not defend themselves.
Yeah, don't have a gun.
Definitely not have a gun and don't defend yourself.
Well, it's incredible to me. Thank you, Pastor Sam. We'll be talking to you out here. But it's just incredible to me again, Rob, that there is no simple answer. This is a difficult situation. Nobody wants to report on dead kids. Nobody wants to report on mass shootings. But it seems like the knee-jerk reaction is always to not even – it's like you don't even blame the shooter anymore, you know? It's like as soon as you get the shooter's name, okay, you get the shooter's name, and then you move on to blame everything else, whether it's Trump, whether it's the NRA, whether it's gun supporters. And you don't actually look at the individual and try to figure out what was wrong with the individual, what may have led the individual to do this, where I'm hearing reports that this individual was bullied at the school. So, you know, now you're looking at a situation where he feels like – he can come and get his one up on all the bullies by going in and shooting people, and then he gets famous out of it. Then he gets his name plastered on every news service for the next 24 hours. So, you know, there's a lot of different angles, a lot of different aspects, and I just think it's sad that we have this aspect of media that just wants to jump over. They want to hurdle the real issues. They want to hurdle the actual shooter. They want to hurdle whatever mental health issues may be there. They want to hurdle whatever psychotropic drugs may be there. They want to hurdle whatever motivated that individual. And they want to go right to the NRA. They want to go right to the Second Amendment, where logically thinking, if you were just a victim or you just experienced a shooting event or a mass shooting event, your first inclination is, man, I wish I had a gun. That is just a instinctual reaction. It's like if someone comes at you with a gun, I feel like you just magically would reach to your hip to grab your gun, even though you know it's not there. It's just an instinctual thing. So it's just amazing to me how these things get spun, and then the most reasonable, logical thing, which is defend yourself from a gunman with a gun, somehow becomes demonized, and somehow the gun becomes the enemy.
Well, I'd like to know this. They say he started off at the art building, in the art classroom. I wonder if he was an artist or was wanting to be an artist or took an art class, and he has artwork that we could look at to see if there was, because usually you could see things in artwork that are like, whoa, this is disturbing. This needs to be looked at. Sometimes you can see clues and stuff like that. Or he just happened to start in the art room because it was the first room on his path when he decided to start opening fire. So here's a Daily Mail article. Cold Eye Killer is pictured after surrendering to cops when he changed his mind about killing himself. Well, he's probably going to wish he might have done that at some point because, you know, he's going to have the lives of 10 people on his soul for the rest of his life. And the shooting took place between 7:30 and 7:45 during art class at Santa Fe High School in Texas. Many 10 people are dead, 10 injured, including a police officer. Gunman identified. And you know what? Let's just not even say his name anymore.
Skipping down to the bottom.
I'm calling him Porky Pig.
All right, Porky
Pig. I'm calling the shooter Porky Pig.
Yeah.
Pull that article back up again, guys, because this is something I saw a video on earlier today. A classmate said he had been picked on by coaches for smelling bad. A father from of a child who goes to the school mentioned that in an interview with one of these news outlets, that the coaches at the school were bullying children there, picking on children.
Hmm. And that doesn't surprise me either. What their defense would be, well, we're trying to build character. We're trying to get these guys. So by bullying and making fun of them, and it might not even be bullying. It might have been, hey, dude, you smell bad. Go take a bath. That's not really bullying.
No.
That's like, hey, bro, you have lice in your head. Do something about it.
If I would have showed up to class, you know, after PE or something, you know, reeking, you know, I'm sure a teacher would have said something to me too. But you know, there's something that could be investigated there. Who knows? Maybe he really was getting bullied. I mean, I don't really know. So, but this is the stuff that really the media should be looking at and reporting on instead of just immediately attacking guns and the Second Amendment. See, that's the difference between what we do here is we try to think and figure out what caused this instead of just blaming the guns and the NRA because that's what our agenda is, like they have on CNN or MSNBC.
That's right. And we're going to be carrying a press conference with you at 6 p.m. We might even start a little bit earlier. So whenever you go live, just let us know and we'll just start carrying it. But at the corner of, what is it, Maple and Tower Lane? Our streets
and Tower. Maple and Tower.
We'll be there. You can check out all the details at Real Alex Jones. And Owen will be there. We're going to be talking to people about pro Second Amendment issues. Hey, if you're anti-gun, show up. I'm sure Owen will be happy to debate you. Right, Owen?
I'd be more than happy. And I think we'll probably be there at about 5:30. So 5:30, okay. Maple and Tower. Be there. We'll wait for you at least till 6, obviously. So we'll be there. Make sure to come out, get your opinion out there. And we'll be talking to the people.
All right. Go ahead, Owen. Take off right now. Start meeting with people. Jones wants you to talk to these students. Get as many interviews as you can. And we will see you, I guess, when you get back into town. Thank you for doing all this work. And we'll be right back after this. You're watching The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, we are back here on The War Room. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Rob Due. Joining me is Jake Lloyd and Michael Zimmerman. We're kind of doing a roundtable. We just had Owen Schroyer on. He's in Santa Fe right near the high school. I want to take you to this picture here showing the high school. And as we pull back one, we see the ambulances right there at the front of the high school. But look at this. Three helicopters right here by the ball fields. Three helicopters. Now, why is this important? Why am I even pointing this out? Well, we go back to a little thing that I think we have two lawsuits on us right now over the Sandy Hook shooting. Well, they're claiming we said it didn't happen.
We'll
this
say
and that.
A shooting in Connecticut.
A shooting in Connecticut. And that happened at the end of 2012. Helicopters were never called in to go over there. Not even one showing up to land. There were helicopters in the air shooting video. The news helicopters were there, but there was no helicopters there to pick up anybody who was shot, any victims of the shooting. And the police, I guess, and the ambulances were blocked. They couldn't even get down to the school because they were blocked in. So it took a while for all that to happen. Here you see, it's nice and clear. Boom, there's ambulances right at the front door, and we have three helicopters. So when people start asking questions, they ask questions like this. Why weren't helicopters called? That's one big question I find at these. And I want to look at a couple other things people were sending me. Here's a screenshot off a phone. And it's a New York Times article, and it says at least 8 people killed in Santa Fe, Texas shooting, suspect in ... custody. It says it was posted 2 days ago. Okay? So when people see stuff like this, they immediately go, this is staged, bro. This is staged. Here's another one from a Google, just typing in Texas school shooting, brings up the same New York Times article 1 day ago using the same picture as a CNN.com article. The same photo is being used, cropped a little differently. But there you see 3 minutes ago, 1 day ago. Now, Michael Zimmerman, we've seen this with tweets happening as well. You're probably, out of the three of us here at this panel, probably the most computer knowledgeable and web knowledgeable.
And a bit of a skeptic, a general skeptic.
Sure, yeah.
So my theory for this would be, it was the New York Times, correct?
Correct.
So what you'll see on their articles, you keep scrolling. It's a continuous feed. So when it's posted to Google, or Google's, you know, bot goes and crawls that page, it's the same URL. So it's going to show when it first fetched that string of articles with all the related articles in it. So then this most recent one is pushed to the top. It'll grab that headline, but then it's going to show whatever stories are under it, you know, that it picked up 2 days ago. I think we've seen that quite a bit, and it's typically with the New York Times.
Guys, click on that article and see if that's what it is. See if it even has a time date stamp on it. We'll check that in 1 second. And then I also want to go to this article or this video from this morning on Fox News. They had a breaking, a news blitz. They were going to break in, and they were talking about how it was a shooting. There's a reported shooting, but now police said there was nothing there. So people are going to grab this clip and show it. I want to play that in one. Let's play that, and then we'll come back and see what this article says. So go ahead and run that clip right now.
Are trying to sort out what's happening at Santa Fe, Texas, a high school there just west and north slightly of Galveston, Texas. They're telling us the school's on lockdown. We are speaking with an official who has not received any reports of injuries. The county sheriff cannot confirm or deny. The city hall telling us that police were dispatched to the high school for what's called a possible shooting. So there are officers on the scene for this reported shooting, but we do not have much more beyond that. Apparently, according to local reports, police say popping sounds were reported, but then unfounded. All other threats unfounded. Police say there was no shooting. So we're working on this to figure out what is real and what is not right now.
So this was on Fox News. In fact, when I went to a Fox News article about the shooting that said 8 dead, that was the video they were playing underneath it. So I captured that video going, people are going to see this video and go, oh, it's all fake. It's all staged. And then you have this. Oh, 2 days ago, I think it's like what you said, because people do this with, they'll post something and then they'll change the headline to it, but it was a story they posted yesterday. So do we have this link? Does it actually have a time date stamp on the article?
I couldn't actually find that particular article on my phone just now searching with that same headline, because what you'll see in these stories, they go and update.
They update the article.
So that article that says at least 8 dead, now it's probably changed. The one I could find says 10 dead.
Right. And then here, we should not have this in common. Santa Fe and Parkland students react to shooting. So, of course, David Hogg will be, I guess, riding there in his bicycle to get more video footage and interview students. We'll be, I'm sure, waiting for
that. Might take him a few days, but he's on his way.
Right. But this here is saying May 18, 2018, which is today. So, obviously, that's probably what happened. People were posting this onto a string of articles that was being grabbed, and that's why it's showing up.
And someone would have, a different day. You know, if they had actually opened that, you know, 2 days ago, where are the screenshots from 2 days ago? You know, you could use Wayback Machine, something like that, because we have seen certain events in the past where there were articles or news items before the event actually happened that raised some questions. But from what I could tell in this case, that doesn't seem to be the case here.
Yeah. And speaking of David Hogg, I'm interested to hear, has David Hogg said anything? Because all that he's talked about the entire time, because everybody's like, oh, you're not going to take our guns, David Hogg, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, we don't want to take your guns. We just want to take away the dangerous ones like AR-15s or assault weapons or whatever. And this one was committed by a guy with a double barrel shotgun and a handgun.
Wait, which guns aren't dangerous? Are there guns that won't kill you?
I think it's kind of the point that guns are dangerous.
Yeah. I think that's why you have to be responsible, a responsible owner. You have to train. You have to do all these things.
And they're like, why do you need guns? It's like guns are to kill people. It's not just for sport because we have the right to do this. Guns are for killing people in the event that something bad is happening to you. Somebody's trying to take your life. You have the right to kill them if they're trying to take it. So the idea that guns are, oh, they're unsafe, so we have to ban them. Like that's the stated purpose of guns, is that they're unsafe for the person on the other end of them. But it just proves that their whole, oh, we only want to take the AR-15 thing is nonsense, because this was committed by a guy with a double barrel shotgun and I think a revolver. I'm not sure. I think it was a 38 revolver.
They'll be talking about fourth helmets too.
And here we see all the buses lined up. They actually took the students to another, to a middle school, I believe, where they had a reunification area. So that's why I think Owen's not seeing a lot of people around there. Everybody basically just got out of the area, let law enforcement do their job. We are going to have Roger Stone joining us in the next hour. I'm hearing he was unsure whether he'd be coming on, but he will be joining us. So that'll be great. Great to get his take on this. But what's going to happen? We're going to wait for the narrative. It'll probably take till tonight where the talking points get written and they start saying, oh, this type of shotgun has a special click on it that does certain things that allows you
chainsaw.
It has different things. It had a flashlight on the top, which made it deadly in dark places. You know, they're going to come up with something to try to demonize the shotgun, because now, oh, we have to get rid of shotguns. We have to get rid of any kind of gun that could hurt people, which are all guns, essentially. Mm-hmm. So that's the ultimate goal of the leftists. So we will be covering that. And we also want to take your calls, 888-201-2244. The last hour, we will open that up to people not in the Santa Fe area, but we want to leave the phone lines open for people in Santa Fe, 888-201-2244, 512-646-4426. 512-646-4426, and we'll take your calls if you're in the area for into the next hour while Roger's joining us. And then at the final hour, we will take calls from outside to get everybody else's take on this. But right now, it looks like, well, you know, he was wearing a trench coat, communist pin, born to kill. You know, it looks like he fulfilled his devilish mission, his satanic mission. And, you know, that's kids play in this area thinking it's fun and cute and, oh, I'm going to get some sort of power out of it. This guy's life is ruined. He ruined the lives of 10 people and countless others at that school who are going to have to relive this moment over and over again. So he didn't do anything cool. It's not cool what he did. I think we need to put some sort of mask on his face so people don't know his face, because we shouldn't be celebrating this guy one bit. And, you know, in fact, I'm not going to say his name anymore. We're just going to call him Pigman at this point, and or if we can think of some other name. But we also want to go to some stories, too, that are falling through the cracks with this shooting, because the media loves shootings like this because they could talk about their gun grabbing agenda. What's on your take that we'll cover a little bit later in the show? What do you guys have? I've got this IG report that's coming out that, you know, is damning to everybody in the Clinton and Obama administrations.
So I've got just a collection of different news articles here. Obviously a few about the shooting. We can circle back around to the person who shot up the golf resort in Florida.
Right.
Another anti-Trumper.
Not going to be talking about that.
This is big, too. A plane crash in Cuba. A Boeing 737 with 104 passengers crashes in Havana, and they're reporting a high
number. Is that the same plane that the Southwest has been using?
Yeah, so Southwest flies exclusively 737s. Ooh. I don't think they've said yet what the cause of the incident was. Of course, that takes some time to investigate, especially if you're in Cuba. But it'll be interesting to see, you know, really how bad this event was, because the photos, it doesn't look good. You know, the plane caught fire and everything.
And I want to get into this story. Shock, taxpayers' cash laundered through Somali daycares to fund terrorism. That's happening here in the United States.
I don't think I'd send my kids to a Somali daycare.
Well, a lot of people
think twice about that one.
We'll be going over all those. Roger Stone will be on next hour. You're watching The War Room. Infowars.com/show is a free stream to send out to everybody you know. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Donald Trump has finally confirmed what an evil, racist bigot he truly is by calling all illegal immigrants animals. Except that didn't happen. Here's the clip where he was specifically asked by a sheriff about murderous MS-13 gang members.
There could be an MS-13 gang member I know about. If they don't reach a certain threshold, I cannot tell ICE about them.
We have people coming into the country, or trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them. But we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals. And we're taking them out of the country at a level and at a rate that's never happened before.
The context of the discussion is clearly about murderous MS-13 gang members.
MS-13 gang member.
But wait, you think the media cares about context? You think the media cares about truth? Why bother with truth when you can defend brutal drug cartels that rape, murder and dismember people to own the drumpf?
These aren't people. These are animals. Trump speaking in California about undocumented immigrants.
Very nice words, but happens to be wrong.
MS-13 gang member.
And there you have it. What lies beneath Trump's horrific agenda is the same dehumanizing mentality that has enabled war and genocide.
Trump calling gang members who murder babies animals is enabling war and genocide. Shut up, you complete spoon. The Guardian's Hannah Jane Parkinson left out the part of the video about MS-13 gang members, then tweeted,
Trump just verbatim referred to some immigrants as animals. These aren't people, these are animals. F*** everyone who voted for him and everyone who continued to appease him.
He was talking about MS-13 gang members. It's in the video.
MS-13 gang member. MS-13 gang member. MS-13 gang member.
And you call yourself a feminist? MS-13 gang members literally rape and dismember women.
This is disgusting, and his evangelical sycophants will applaud his utter dehumanization of men, women, and children.
Gee, I wonder how many women and children are members of MS-13. Is it more or less than the numbers of women and children that MS-13 has massacred in cold blood?
When all of our great-great-grandparents came to America, they weren't animals, and these people aren't either.
So Chuck Schumer's great-great-grandparents were drug-dealing, murdering gang members. Who knew?
How the f*** isn't this a breaking news story? The President of the United States calling immigrants animals. He's acting like it's just the criminals, but he really means all immigrants.
Wrong.
He's not acting like it was just the criminals. The criminals are the subject of the conversation, you utter clown.
MS-13 gang member. MS-13 gang member. MS-13 gang member.
I could go on forever with these. New York Times, Daily Beast, MSNBC anchor Andrea Mitchell, NBC News reporter Benji Sarlin. All lying, all stripping out the context, and not a single retraction. This idiot even posted photos of children to make out as if Trump had called kids animals.
Wrong.
However repugnant their actions, MS-13 gang members are human beings.
Wrong.
Human beings don't tear out people's hearts and behead them. What would be a more appropriate word for those who did that?
Animals.
Sure, but even referring to gang members as animals is dehumanizing and helps reinforce support for authoritarian measures.
Wrong.
Thugs who rape women and massacre children, an MS-13 speciality, are animals. The fact that the left wants us to have sympathy for them tells you everything. Sympathizing with criminal thugs who've killed 200 people in the US alone since 2012. Is this how Democrats plan to attract new voters? Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck. Don't forget, this arrives after nearly a full week of the media and the Democrats claiming that Hamas terrorists trying to invade Israel were innocent protesters, despite a senior Hamas official admitting that the vast majority of those killed were members of Hamas. If Trump had called terrorists animals in the context of a discussion about ISIS and Islamic terrorism, would the media claim that he had called all Muslims animals? Yeah, they probably would. And the media still wonders why they're hated. They still wonder why their trustworthiness is in the toilet. If your hatred for Trump extends to defending Hamas terrorists and murdering MS-13 gang members, chances are Trump is not the problem. Chances are the problem is you.
Animals.
Body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Floralife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Floralife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
What did the president mean when he said some immigrants are not people, they're animals?
The president was very clearly referring to MS-13 gang members who enter the country illegally and whose deportations are hamstrung by our laws. This is one of the most vicious and deadly gangs that operates by the motto of rape, control, and kill. If the media and liberals want to defend MS-13, they're more than welcome to. Frankly, I don't think the term that the president used was strong enough. MS-13 has done heinous acts. It took an animal to stab a man 100 times and decapitate him and rip his heart out. It took an animal to beat a woman they were sex trafficking with a bat 28 times, indenting part of her body. And it took an animal to kidnap, drug, and rape a 14-year-old Houston girl. Frankly, I think that the term animal doesn't go far enough, and I think that the president should continue to use his platform and everything he can do under the law to stop these types of horrible, horrible, disgusting people.
And you are watching The War Room here at Infowars.com/show, or you could be listening to us on the radio or watching us on one of many TV stations, one of which is Phonoscope there in the Houston area, serving up to, I think, what, 6 million people are in Houston. It's a possibility to do that. They are all over the place. They do all kind of live streaming. I want to show you guys this. Owen Schroyer is calling me. I'm gonna hang up on him and call him back at the break. Somebody call Owen, find out what he wants. I can't do 18 things at once. I can only do 17. One of which is showing you guys this tweet from Anna Navarro from 10/9/16. Should Donald Trump drop out of the race? Yes, he should drop out of the human race. He is an animal. Apologies to animals. Right there. So she calls him an animal. Okay. But that's bad when Trump calls people who decapitate people, beat them with bats, and sexual traffic young women and drug them and rape them. He calls them animals. Oh, it's the end of the frickin' world.
They're good people.
And her original tweet, the one that's causing all of this, it says Trump is in good company, or in, I don't know if she said good company in quotes or in bad company, but she says that Nazis used the word rat to dehumanize the Jews for the Holocaust. She used a couple other examples. So yeah, I would say Anna Navarro is bad company.
I would say this shooter from today is an animal. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously these people have, something's happened in their brains where the humanity switch has been turned off. Okay, maybe he was bullied. It still doesn't give you an excuse to go shoot innocent people. I'm sure the girl you were just talking about, a Pakistani exchange student, was killed. Yeah, one of the people who was killed today. I'm sure she wasn't bullying this guy. I mean, you know, you go around and shoot innocent people, you go off the bully victim list. As far as I'm concerned, that doesn't give you any right to do any of that stuff. And you go to people and you talk about things. You go say, "Hey, I'm being bullied. I need help." You don't just go, "Oh, I'm going to gun down innocent people in an art building." All right, we go now to Roger Stone, who is joining us. Roger, what is your take on all this today? And then we'll get into your Mueller grand jury information. Go ahead.
Well, Rob, thanks for
pinch hitting there. I appreciate it. The smear of the president, falsehood that he was speaking of all illegal immigrants rather than just the violent gang M13 is part and parcel of the mainstream media fake news smear system that has been systematic. I mean, if Anna Navarro's IQ was one point lower, you'd have to water her. She is abusive. She is outrageous. But no one ever holds her for the vicious and untrue things she has said. I give the Associated Press some credit. They corrected the misimpressions regarding what the president really said.
But it took, 24 hours? The damage is done. You can see, even Twitter, the white guy, Sean King, who thinks he's black, that was one of his first tweets after that happened. Look what he said about all immigrants. And he knew full well that he was using an edited clip. That's what gets me. They knowingly do this. They don't see something and go, oh my God, this is bad. They grab the clip, they know it's wrong, and they put it out anyway.
And I think all of them know it. I don't think it's just the people pushing it. I think that the people who see these clips,
they believe know. It. They believe. They this is true.
And
this is true.
I think they know, and they buy into it because they want it to be true.
Yeah.
You could show them proof otherwise, and they're like, no. He clearly meant all immigrants are animals.
There was a pause between this word, and that was a new sentence and a new thought. You know, anything they could do to get it. So they're... Trump, and here's Associated Press, Trump referred to those crossing the U.S. border illegally as animals and slammed California sanctuary state laws as deadly. So there's their lie.
I'm sure.
And Kate then Steinle I guess they corrected it. Did they correct it at some point?
According to what I saw with...
Oh, they deleted the tweet. Okay. Yeah, it says they deleted the tweet late Wednesday night on Trump's animals comment because it wasn't made clear that he was speaking after a comment about gang members. Not just any gang members. Okay. He's not talking about the Warriors.
Yeah.
He's talking about MS-13. And if you haven't seen the Warriors, it's a funny game.
They carved a man's heart out. But there are still people. They still have a soul. We should still be nice to them.
Right. Nancy Pelosi defended him. What do you think about Nancy Pelosi's comments where she defended him? These are all God's children.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she thought he was talking about illegal immigrants. Look, this is part and parcel of an effort to destabilize the president. They can't remove him through impeachment later this year or early next year if they can't undermine him with the American people. So they undermine him repeatedly with this torrent of fake news, distorting what he actually says and attempting to distract from his extraordinary accomplishments. The economy is going to grow at 4% this quarter. The best Obama could ever do was an average of 1.5%. They have to distract from this, hoping the American people won't feel it, because it is the precursor to removing him and undoing what they could not do at the ballot box in 2016.
Yeah, I totally agree, Roger. And it doesn't stop anything they could think of. This is like the koi pond fishing thing where they look, he just dumped the food in. Anything they can do to paint him in a bad light, they're going to continue to do. They're probably going to blame this shooting on him. They're already trying to tie the shooter to Donald Trump through his Instagram account, saying he followed Donald Trump. Now, Roger, when you were on Twitter, how many of your fans versus how many of your haters followed you on your account?
Oh, I think a lot of haters followed me so that they could advocate the violent murder of my wife, my children, my grandchildren, my dogs, constantly calling me a traitor, despite the fact that I had members of my family mowed down by Russian tanks in Budapest in 1956. So just because someone is following Donald Trump doesn't mean that they are a Trump fan. They could easily be following him to punk him.
Exactly. And that's what we see over and over again. Anytime I go to a Donald Trump tweet and I read the comments, 90% of them are hate. I mean, and I wouldn't say 90%. I'd say it's probably 70% or hate, because they're sitting there waiting. So this guy could have been the same thing. He doesn't like Trump. He wants to follow everything he does so he can sit there and gripe about it. Anyway, we'll be back with Roger Stone. We're going to get into this. One of his social media directors was given 2 subpoenas by Robert Mueller. We'll get into that all after this short break. You're watching Infowars.com/show. You're watching The War Room.
War Room.
live here back at the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Joining me is Jake Lloyd. Michael Zimmerman also joining us from an unknown location is Roger Stone. And we're going to get to this article. I got two of them here. Exclusive special counsel subpoenas another Stone aide in Russia investigation. And Mueller issues grand jury subpoenas to Trump advisor's social media head. So we're going to get into that. I know at least one of these guys personally. I've probably met the other individual. So we're going to break that down, that they are literally going after people who look at Roger Stone's Twitter. That's who now has to hire lawyers and pay exorbitant legal fees. But once again, we're under constant attack. Why? Because we're the tip of the spear. We're not being attacked because we're not effective. Okay. When planes were flying over Europe in World War II dropping bombs, they would say, you know, you're over the target when you're getting the flak. And the flak was those guns shooting up that was shooting exploding shrapnel shells that were trying to pull these planes out of the sky. So we know that's why we're getting attacked, is because, and we asked for this. We're going forward and we're not going to stop. But we need your help to continue. And the way you can help us is by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And I'll tell you another couple ways you can help us too. Not even helping us out by buying supplements, but just spreading the articles, because we are getting censored on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube. You have to actually get the link, send it out to your email list. Go to InfoWars.com/newsletter, sign up for our free newsletter that comes out once a day, sometimes twice a day if there's a bunch of breaking news, but it's got specials, it's got deals, it's got the hottest news of the day, all there that you could send out to your friends, that you could send out to your family, that can't be censored because it's through email. And they haven't started censoring email yet, so we still have that we can use. But once again, if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you can check out some great products like Survival Shield X2, which is back in stock and now 25% off. We don't know when we're going to have more of this back in, because we have there's basically limited supplies. The supply lines are getting limited with Survival Shield X2. So what we have to do is we get as much as we can when we can, we sell it all out, and we try to get more. Right now, it's not looking like there's a definite supply coming in. Usually, with supply chain issues, you're always looking a couple months ahead. Right now, that couple months ahead window is looking like there's nothing. So maybe in a couple weeks, it'll change. But right now, what we have is what we have. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Check out Survival Shield X2. It is nascent iodine, 25% off. Also, Super Blue, fluoride-free products. All the products in the Super Blue line. We have two forms of toothpaste. We got a mint-flavored and then a bubblegum flavor for your kids. We have mouthwash. We have the immune gargle, which you guys have been spraying in your mouths every break.
The stuff really does. It tastes great.
Tell them what's in it. Talk about the ingredients.
Silver and iodine.
It's also got I think it's a spearmint flavor. I don't know. So it's pleasant. It's like spraying.
Peppermint essential
oil. Peppermint essential oil. So it's good. I'm spraying it because I've got like a weird throat thing going on. It's not strep throat or anything. But so I've been.
But see, hitting it with silver.
Yeah.
I mean, I've cured myself. And, you can't use the word cure. You can't say this. I'm not a doctor. Okay. I don't play one on TV. I don't have a medical degree. Don't believe a word I say. But I take silver when I get a sore throat, and it helps me every time. That's all I'm going to say. It helps me. You could try it too if you want. But it may not help you. I don't know. I can't say that, because then I'll be accused of doing horrible things and spreading information to people that might help them. And that would be terrible. So I'm not going to do that.
I've personally used it when I had a bit of a sinus infection. Just tilt your head back, put some of that up your nose, and went to sleep that night. Next morning, it's gone.
Yeah.
I have video of us waterboarding Paul Joseph Watson with Survival Shield. Silver bullet.
That might need to be the next
shooting it up his nose.
Paul Watson.
Yeah. As we were about to get in a car together to drive to Prague from Germany after Bilderberg a couple years ago, and he's like, I'm sick, a sore throat. And I'm like, lean back, dude. I'm not traveling with you with a sore throat. And we taped the waterboarding. And it was a delightful. But guess what? He cleared up. He was fine the rest of the night. We went out, shot a bunch of videos, and had a good night in Prague. It was definitely memorable. But you can't let life get you down. So you have to do things to, when your body starts, going, hey, man, I need to take a break. Take some Brain Force. Mm-hmm. Take some Silver Bullet. It'll help you. It helped me, So I'm just going to leave it there at that. We're going to go to Roger Stone now for the rest of this segment into the next, talking about how his crew is now being subpoenaed by Robert Mueller. It's not enough that he's been subpoenaed multiple times for jokes that he's put out on Twitter. No, now it's his people that he asked him, hey, can you send a tweet out real quick? Now they're being asked. So what's going on with this, Roger Stone? What's the full scoop?
Well, imagine a world, Rob, in which a unbridled federal prosecutor has free and total access to all your email, all your phone calls, all your text messages, in which your associates, Sam Nunberg, Ted Malik, who's appeared here at InfoWars, Michael Caputo, John Kakanis now, who's basically my office manager, Jason Sullivan, who worked for me for 3 months as a social media consultant, all being subpoenaed, all being put under the hot lights, seeking information that does not exist about Russian collusion or WikiLeaks and so on. It's chilling. It's daunting. Not because I've done anything wrong or violated the law in any of my activities pertaining to the 2016 election or anything else, but because of their ability to fabricate crimes, to turn nothing into something. I'm in Washington, D.C., where I've been huddled with lawyers because yesterday, in a landmark hearing, we made real progress in our efforts to get the frivolous lawsuit in which I'm accused by the Obama Front Project for Democracy of violating the rights of a bunch of DNC employees simply because I commented on the WikiLeaks disclosures here on InfoWars. I'm not being accused of false speech or defamatory speech or hate speech. I'm being sued because of speech, because I exercise my First Amendment rights. So it's a witch hunt. There is no evidence of Russian collusion. Yet I have to be concerned about what else Mr. Mueller and his minions can cook up. This appears to me to be a vendetta, and therefore I have to be concerned. Rob, the biggest problem, to be quite candid, is the financial cost. This is an effort to not only generate negative headlines for me, as have happened today, but also to bankrupt me. I've had to set up a legal defense fund at stonedefensefund.com. I'm proud to say Alex Jones was the very first contributor. They're trying to ruin me. They're trying to bankrupt me. I've had to dip into my grandchildren's college fund, where I've been salting money away from my book sales to pay legal bills. This really threatens the financial integrity and stability of my family. It is chilling, to say the least.
And it will literally take an act of Congress to get reimbursed for this stuff. Even if you're found totally clear, it's like, oh, all right, you can go along now. Oh, where's that $2 million it costs in legal funds? Oh, that's gone. That just was wasted away like a wisp. Like all the money Mueller's been spending every day on this witch hunt. It's totally disgusting. We'll be back. Let's talk more about this, Roger, when we come back. You're watching The War Room, Infowars.com/show. I'm Rob Dew. Got Jake Lloyd. Got Michael Zerman. We'll be right back after this. And Roger Stone's on as well. Send out that.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. Talk radio great again.
This is The War Room
with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
All right, we are live here at The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dude. Thank you for joining us. Of course, we have the 10 killed at Santa Fe High School today. And we talked about in the first hour how that's going to be used to demonize the Second Amendment, and essentially tried to take away our rights to defend ourselves. Guys, I didn't tell you this, but I want you to find this video. We could play whenever you find it. The Brazilian lady, who turned out being an off-duty police officer, she's in with a group of other ladies with kids. They're all shopping. It's daylight, broad daylight. Guy comes walking across the street, pulls a gun, and points it at
him. Oh, yeah.
All right. And what does she do? She kind of gets out of the way, pulls that gun out. Three shots.
She steps right up to him, though. She steps right up and shoots.
Oh, here it
right
is. Look at that. Good job. Watch this. Watch her pull this out. Bam. Oh, he's hurting now. See, you know, now he's going, mercy, mercy. Now he don't want to be killed. Now he's like, oh, this is what it's like to be a victim.
Smart, too. She immediately takes his gun away.
Look at that. He's wearing a number 13 on the back, too. Unlucky. Mm. Unlucky number.
Mistake number one.
Shoots him out of his sandals. I mean, that's a real feminist. That's empowerment. That's the Second Amendment in action right there. Even though you're not in Brazil, she's taking the spirit of the Second Amendment and defending her family, her friends, her life. And that's what they don't want you to have. They don't want you to have that ability. They want to stay behind. And when I say they, I mean the people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer and Hillary Clinton, all these people, Jimmy Kimmel, all behind armed guards. Jimmy Kimmel's going to come out tonight, talk about the shooting and how we need to do something about gun control. And he runs around with armed guards.
They're writing his crying opening monologue right now.
They're doing it right now because they don't want you to be able to defend yourself against people like this. And they're like, oh, we don't want to take all guns. We want to leave you with BB guns or airsoft guns. You know, it's always just a little more. Look, we're just going to take the AR-15. They take it all.
You want a BB gun? You don't need that.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
What do you need to plank at?
Why do you have a
It's not what the founders intended.
You don't need a knife to defend yourself. You know, now Mayor Khan's going after knives. And they're still having shootings in London, by the way. And also, let's find the information on the mass shooting in Australia. Because they love to bring up Australia. And, oh, when Australia had gun control, they got rid of all their mass shootings. They even had a mass shooting. Well, they just had one. They just had a mass shooting.
Wow.
And why is that? Because people who aren't going to follow the law aren't going to follow the law. 7 killed in Australia's deadliest mass shooting in 22 years.
And the other thing that they don't talk about, the only reason that Australia has been able to go for a little while without having mass shootings is because they don't share borders with anybody where they right. can smuggle in weapons. Like, you have to go through customs and stuff. You can't, like, if you sail up on a ship or on a raft or something, they're going to notice and they're going to be able to check you. You know, it's not like
flying a plane.
Exactly.
They're going to look. They're going to x-ray this stuff coming in. They're going to go, oh, wait, these are guns. They're going to have dogs smelling the stuff. So, yeah, exactly. It is a lot harder to smuggle guns in, but here in the United States, oh, you just bring them up through Mexico. Or if you're Eric Holder and Obama, you send them down to Mexico exactly. so they can be used to come back and shoot our border patrols.
We have 300 million something guns.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good
thing. They're not, the guns aren't going
anywhere. They're not going anywhere.
Well, and here's another thing. If the police are the only people having guns, guess what? I think police get stolen. It's an obscene amount of number of guns that get stolen from police every year. I think it's like 100,000 or 90,000. It's something ridiculous every year.
Because they leave their cars unlocked. Because they're like, nobody would steal out of a police car.
And people are like, that's where I go for the guns. So if they take all our guns away and just leave them to police, criminals are still going to go steal the guns from the police and still use them against you. So the only solution is everybody needs to get armed. Everybody needs to learn how to shoot. I have my concealed carry license. Well, let's pull ours out at the next break and show them to everybody. We'll cover up the information on them, the personal identifiers, but we can show people that, hey, we are responsible gun owners.
Well,
we have that ability.
During the break too. You know.
What's that?
We'll unload them also since we're pulling them out.
Oh, right. Well, no, I was talking about our concealed carry license.
Oh, sure. The licenses.
Show people the licenses because that I think is an important thing that you go get that CCL so you can carry legally wherever you're at. Yeah. And I think during Trump's presidency, I think he's going to pass a law or an executive order making that legal where anybody can go with it. You get a CCL in Texas, you can carry anywhere. Because right now, it's only certain states. Roger Stone's a shooter. Roger Stone likes to shoot people or targets that he likes to refer to as commies. But Roger, what do you think is going to happen with the Second Amendment? Do you think this is another blow that they're going to use, or you think we'll be able to withstand this latest attack that they're going to use, of course, obviously this sad event, as an excuse to take our weapons?
I think it's very important that people understand the connection between the effort to censor us on the internet, to take InfoWars off of YouTube, off of Facebook, off of Google, to kneecap us, to snuff out our First Amendment rights as a precursor for taking our guns. Then they can remove Donald Trump from office, and they think we won't be able to do anything about it. This is, without any question, Rob, their game plan. And I think it is all part of the same plan. That's why we have to stand tall for both our free speech rights and our Second Amendment rights. Right now, there's a way that you can help both InfoWars in our fight against net censorship and help me in my struggle against the fake news media and the overreaching by an out-of-control federal prosecutor. And that's by going to the InfoWars site now to buy my new book, Stone's Rules, available at a special price at the InfoWars store. I'm very excited about this book, Rob. You can help InfoWars and our fight against censorship. You can help Roger Stone all in one move. So I invite people to go to the InfoWars site now and order your copy of my latest book. Now, this book is Rules for the Road. This is my operating manual. If you want to win at politics, if you want to know how to punk the liberals, if you want to wage warfare on those who would kneecap our Second and First Amendment rights, well, this is a book you need to have.
Yeah, I totally agree. And just being out there on the road with you, Roger, in several different situations, I've seen the rules in action. I've seen how you're able to talk with people, distill what they're telling you, and then just really just predict the future. I mean, we put out a video when we were in New York last year about Rex Tillerson going to be leaving. And this is before anybody was talking about this. Boom, it finally happens, I think, in January, February, it happened. So tomorrow's news today, this is how we do it. Roger Stone's got lots of contacts. He talks with these people. He's a distiller of lots of information. I mean, right now you're literally sitting in what, the embassy in Venezuela, right?
Ecuadorian,
the Ecuadorian embassy. Is that where you're at?
You know, I tell you one place the rules can very definitely be applied, because Jake Lloyd is looking very spiffy today, and Rob, you're looking pretty good, but I've got to get down there to Austin to help Mike Zimmerman pick out an appropriate necktie.
That's fair enough. And we'll have to make one of the martinis that you provide the recipe for in Stone's Rules also.
Yeah, no, in this book, you can get not only my mother's proprietary recipe, no longer a secret, for the finest marinara sauce you've ever had. Mike Zimmerman can personally attest to that because he's made it, came out great. But you can also get Dick Nixon's secret recipe for a silver bullet, probably the best martini you've ever had. All available in Stone's Rules, available now at the InfoWars store at a special price.
So, Roger, I'm going to need you to make me a couple of those silver bullets, please.
That was very good. Wow, that was very impressive. Very impressive.
Now, Roger, with all this talk of the shooting today, of course, we're missing out on lots of information. What do you want to get into next segment to talk about, like, stories that people are missing? Because we're going to do this next hour, go over a bunch of stories that people are missing because they're focusing on this, they're focusing on the Trump animal comments. What are people really missing out on right now?
Well, look, I'm not going to harp on the fact that Robert Mueller has now interviewed at least six of my associates, but the leaks regarding that coincidentally come out on the day that it becomes clear that the FBI infiltrated the Trump campaign, inserting a spy or spies inside. By the way, this is what Nixon went down for in 1974. So let's get into the illegitimate effort, not only between the phony dossier, but the FBI infiltration of spies into the Trump campaign.
All right, we'll be right back after this. InfoWars.com/show.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Live here on the War Room, and as we told you last segment, we wanted to show you guys our conceal carry license, because this is what a responsible gun owner does. He goes out and learns how to shoot, takes the classes, learns what the laws are, what laws not to break. Go ahead and go on to the shot right here, guys. I've got one little thing I'm going to cover with my finger, but there they are. And it's basically your license, but it says license to carry handgun.
The geniuses right the here in Texas, though, decided to use the very first driver's license photo ever taken of me when I was 16, not the one they took when I went for the license when I was 21.
13-year-old Michael Zimmerman right there.
I'm sorry, 16. Excuse me. But yeah, not the best. But that's my license to carry.
And, you know, one of the other things we do also is we have instant access safes.
Go to three, will you?
I've got my Judge here, which is unloaded right now. I just pulled the bullets out. But that's my judge, which shoots shotgun shells and Colt 45 bullets. And then I have this 45 caliber, 1911 Springfield that I got off one of our guys who moved to Europe.
Thalen, Mikhail Thalen couldn't take his guns with him.
Yeah, so I bought one of them.
He's been disarmed.
So, and these are both unloaded, and but and then, you know, I'm prepared. I'm prepared if anything happens.
Sometimes there's bigger problems though, and you need a little bit more to take care of that. So of course, you know, we've got our American made AK right here, which could also be Russian collusion, depending upon how you look at it. Mm. Great Russian design, but you've got to be prepared. I've got a gun in my vehicle. I've got one next to my bed. I've got one at my desk. Two at my desk.
Now, Roger Stone, unfortunately, is in the land of victims. He's in Washington, D.C. I was making a joke earlier when I said Ecuadorian embassy, Robert Mueller. I know you're listening as you're grooming Roger Stone's stool. But what happened, you know, let's go back. Who died recently? Well, a few years ago, Seth Rich was gunned down in D.C. Okay. Gun laws didn't help him, did they? Isn't that interesting? Because if you're not able to protect yourself, no one else is going to. That's what nobody understands, okay? So they're not going to take our guns. Why do we do this? To illustrate the fact that, hey, we're armed here. We're not going to have our weapons taken away, but we're responsible gun owners. Yeah. Roger, your thoughts?
Well, as you know, the District of Columbia has among the most restrictive gun laws in the country, which seems to have had no effect in the wanton murder of Seth Rich. Now, who was Seth Rich? Because the mainstream media won't even let you bring up this name. They gag you as soon as you try. He was an IT employee of the Democratic National Committee. He was a supporter of Bernie Sanders. He clearly became aware of the efforts by the DNC to cheat Bernie Sanders out of the nomination on behalf of Hillary Clinton, an operation run by Deborah Wasserman Schultz. He is most likely the person who downloaded the allegedly hacked emails that were never hacked at all to some kind of a portable drive. The British diplomat Craig Murray has made it very clear that he received the material from a DNC employee who he describes as disgruntled. Assange himself has said in a chilling interview that while he could not confirm that Seth Rich was his source, that his sources take their lives in their hands by providing information to WikiLeaks. And then he posted a $25,000 reward for information that led to the capture of Seth Rich's killer. Seth Rich's parents have changed their story virtually overnight. Initially, his father said that he was not the victim of a robbery, that his cash, his jewelry, his wallet was all intact. Now he contradicts that. They hired a private detective who says that that Rich's computer, which has disappeared into the bowels of the D.C. Metropolitan Police, would prove that he was in touch with WikiLeaks. He has now been terminated in a crisis spokesman for the Democratic National Committee now speaks for Seth Rich's parents, who demand that nobody discuss the murder of their son because it is disrespectful and that their privacy rights are prohibited. Well, their privacy is very important, but the truth is even more important. We need to know the truth of what happened to Seth Rich. It's extraordinary that Donna Brazile, in her book, left us broad clues. She clearly believes that he was the victim of a political murder.
Well, she started closing her blinds when she was standing in front of windows. That's how concerned she was. She was starting to look over her shoulder. She was very concerned.
She thought she might be next because she must have objected to the efforts by Hillary and the evil Deborah Wasserman Schultz to hijack the Democratic nomination. Here's a trivia question for you, Rob. Do you know who won the Democratic primary between Hillary and Bernie Sanders? You know why? They're still counting. That's why.
Exactly. And Bernie, you know, didn't have the superdelegates, which now they've gotten rid of that rule now that we couldn't force Hillary down everybody's throat. You know, that rule wouldn't have changed if Hillary had won. Now everybody's looking back at it going, oh, geez, we screwed up. We tried to force feed a candidate when the populist candidate on the Democratic Party clearly should have got the nomination. But because we're able to use these superdelegates, we're able to edge him out, which is what all these trolls inside the Democratic Party were doing. Donna Brazile was even feeding questions to Hillary Clinton, which she kind of walked back to in a weird way, saying, oh, I wouldn't actually give her the questions. I just, showed them to her. You know, just these these weird things. Now, Roger, we're going to get into stories that people are missing. Is there anything that you want to cover here as we go into the last 4 minutes of your hour?
Yeah, I think it's very important, yet again, that we here at InfoWars were among the very first, if not the first, to identify the likely FBI infiltrator in the Trump campaign. His name is Steph Halper. He was the foreign policy advisor for George Bush's 1980 campaign for president. He is the son-in-law of Ray Klein, a legendary neocon at the State Department under the Bush administration. He clearly was involved in the stealing of the of Jimmy Carter's briefing book in preparation for the debate in 1980, which came not through the Reagan people, but through the Bush operatives. And now I believe he is very likely the FBI informant planted inside the Trump campaign. He is the one who induced George Papadopoulos and Carter Page on numerous occasions trying to feed them information and put them in touch with Russian contacts. Again, tomorrow's news today, we were the first when Alex Jones and I broke this news just days ago. Again, is it coincidental that these stories about my associates being questioned by Mueller are leaked by the special prosecutor because they didn't come from them and they didn't come from me on the very day that the New York Times confirms that the FBI had a spy planted inside the Trump campaign?
And now we have this IG report coming out that looks like it's damning, even though they're trying to kind of go, well, you know, only one person may be getting criminal charges out of this whole mess, when we know there's at least five or six people in just in the FBI that deserve to at least be investigated. I mean, if we're going to investigate Trump and spend all this money on investigating this Russian collusion, maybe we should start investigating the FBI and who was in the Justice Department and what these people were doing, and especially having a spy inside the Trump campaign. I mean, it's outrageous what these people were going through. And now I'm hearing reports that John Brennan might have to lawyer up, and that this was on Tucker Carlson last night, that he might have to lawyer up and he might be facing criminal charges, which I think would be great. Let's start investigating these people because they've been trying to push it all on everybody else when they're the real criminals.
Alex Jones has said this again and again and again, and he's right. The whole Russian collusion narrative is a distraction from the fact that they are busted for using the authority and capability of the state to spy on Donald Trump. That is the real scandal that the American people have to come to understand, despite the fog of the mainstream media to try to make this about Russia. If Mr. Mueller wants evidence of Russian collusion, let him get the canceled check for $145 million that the Clintons got for their foundation from the Russian energy company as the inducement for the approval of the acquisition of the control of 20% of America's uranium. There's the Russian collusion. Lock them up.
But the Democratic leftist-controlled media doesn't want to talk about that. They want to talk about how they can guilt you into giving up your firearms. That's what they're going to be talking about over the weekend. This is a perfect weekend story for them to talk about this and talk about all the kids and the lives that were lost and why it is sad. The fact is, it was a deranged lunatic with a gun that went in and did him in, not in a law-abiding citizen. So we'll be right back after this. Thanks for joining us, Roger.
The War Room. Infowars.com/. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome to the War Room, the latest addition to InfoWars live programming. The War Room is live weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and WarRoom.show. You can follow us at War Room Show on Twitter and The War Room Show on Facebook. And all of our content can be found on our YouTube channel. Subscribe for notifications. Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone bring you the day's biggest stories, as well as the latest breaking news, with a no-holds-barred, aggressive approach and commitment to bringing you the most cutting-edge analysis and information. For far too long, the liberal media complex has controlled the narrative. For far too long, the silent majority has been muzzled. The silent majority is no longer silent, and we control the narrative now. This is The War Room.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Like a broken record, the Democrats are panicking.
Mr. Chairman, let me make it very clear at the very beginning that this is a racist farm bill.
And the Oscar goes to...
This is a terrible bill. And I'm asking that the Senate put the $95 million back into this bill and let's finally treat the 1890 land-grant African-American schools with the respect and the dignity that you've never given to them.
There was no money taken out of the bill because there was never any money in the program.
And you took it out.
There was never any money in there.
The gentleman would suspend.
Georgia Congressman Democrat David Scott is ramping up his act for midterms. Here are some previous episodes.
We must not let the swastika that's on my office right now, or a letter or something like this, and I hope your cameraman can get it and see it. If not, it's a picture here. This is a picture of Obama. He's dressed up like the Joker on Batman with the communist sickle in his forehead. And then it says Marxism, death to foreign and domestic. Kind of picking the birthers there.
Hill was one of two people who got to ask about health care.
Not a single one of you had the decency to call my office and set up for a meeting. Okay? Then do that. Do that. But don't come and take advantage of what these individuals have done. You want a meeting with me on health care? I'll give it to you.
Dr. Hill says he has called Scott's office several times.
I've asked, is he going to be having health care forums? Is he going to have an area where we can actually address his thoughts and express our ideas and our thoughts as well? And I was told no. And that's why I said to myself, I then need to go to an area where I've got access to him. And we depend upon our congressmen to really do what's right for us. And I just don't see that happening.
And take it.
Beware. Panicked desperation up ahead. The Democrats may be beginning to realize that even their kept constituents are whispering plans to flush the doomed Democratic Party. A recent poll showed that black women voting numbers are beginning to dry up, as the New Republic reported. According to a Black Women's Roundtable Essence poll, in the 2016 survey, black women overwhelmingly felt the Democratic Party best represented their interest at 85%. That number fell to 74% this year. Add to that a snowballing 9% plunge by millennials, and the Democrats' base appears to be exiting the building. Latest Democratic strategy? Make it appear that net neutrality has been resurrected.
Let's face it, the internet is intricately woven into the fabric of American society. It is a very important part of our lives. But right now,
we'll be right back.
Thank you for joining us here. Infowars.com/show every day from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. We are here live, the tail end of our 10 hours of coverage that is basically sponsored by you out there. The ads you see during the breaks are for our products that we sell to you, so we're able to continue to do what we do and grow in the face of this current censorship that is going on around us. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Joining me is Jake Lloyd, Michael Zimmerman. We are going to go through a news blitz. I want to put out the number out there. We're going to open it up for every... We had a bunch of calls come in earlier, people all over the country, but we were just looking for people from that area in Santa Fe. We did show... throw the update screen back up there. Let's let people know about the update to the vigil. Owen Schroyer is going to be at the original location starting... I guess he's there now, and he's going to leave about 5:45 and then head to the vigil being held at Texas First Bank at... 12402 Highway 6. That's at 6 p.m. He'll be there. Texas First Bank. So he'll be at Maple Avenue and Tower Road up until 5:45, and then he's going to head down to Texas First Bank at 12402 Highway 6. And that is in Santa Fe, Texas, just outside of Houston. And we'll be carrying that here as well as the streams that'll be going on there. So you guys want to talk about a news blitz?
I just want to point something out real quick, if you could pull the tweet back up. We were talking about times on stuff earlier. The tweet actually says, it says 2:52 p.m. The tweet was sent within the past hour. It's 5:07 here Central Time now. So you end up with these weird things where it shows the wrong time for stuff, and that's an InfoWars tweet.
Yeah.
Showing 2:52 p.m. So I don't know if that's a different time zone, maybe West Coast time.
Or he updated that he was able to edit that tweet.
You can't edit a tweet.
Oh, I don't know. I think you can now.
Nope.
I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
What they did is they quoted the tweet, the original tweet, with this new tweet within the past hour. But it kind of goes along with what we were talking about.
Okay, yeah, the other one at 12:27.
Earlier.
Okay, there you go. So getting into this news blitz, this article from Jamie White a couple days ago, I can't believe people aren't freaking out about it. Taxpayer cash laundered through Somali daycares to fund terrorism. Basically, Minnesota has one of the highest Somali populations in the country. In fact, I think it's the highest concentration of Somalis in the United States is in Minnesota. I guess they're going to move into Paisley Park.
One of our reporters was in, or one of our writers was up there in that area and went to the Mall of America last weekend. And I asked him when he got back, I said, did you see, you know, lots of Somalis and Muslims there? He's like, oh yeah, they're everywhere up there. Because these areas, especially around where they have the Mall of America, have just brought all these people in. And that was a video that went kind of viral last year, with someone just walking through the Mall of America. And
all right.
Like, it looks like you're in the Middle East.
It does. It does. And so what's going on? They think there's 10 different Somali daycares, and they're basically getting the federal funds to run the daycare, but they're funneling them in to terrorist groups, including Al-Shabaab. So Scott Stillman is a government whistleblower, and he said he's never seen anything like this in his 27-year career. The fraud was so widespread and alarming, he wrote in several emails to the Department of Homeland Security. And he said, we are working and overwhelmed by the significant amount of fraud cases involving organized crime defrauding hundreds of millions of dollars annually in taxpayer money. So there's 10 daycares under investigation, and dozens more are considered suspicious. So they're thinking it's costing them $100 million a year, half of that of all child care subsidies in the state of Minnesota. So just that on itself is just... You can see how the waste comes. And this comes, you know, it's a government program meant to help people. But what happens? There's this money floating around. People figure out how to game the system like they do with food stamps. People get food stamps. They go to their local store or their local liquor store. Not everybody does this. I know that. But people do this. This is how the fraud works. They trade them in. So say they have $100 in food stamps. They'll get $50 back in cash for giving this guy $100 worth of food stamps. And then the owner of that liquor store, whatever, it goes and buys food that he then sells in his place. So he's getting it for half price plus then some. So that's how the scam works in that. And people do game the system. And this is just another example of when you start, you know, spending money with no abandon, with no oversight, this is what happens. And it's being used to fund terror groups in Africa.
So I have a range of articles here, but one headline that I saw today on the Drudge Report was Trump to cut Planned Parenthood funding, administration will announce Friday. So if this ends up being true, and this is out of the Weekly Standard, so I expect this to hopefully come to be.
In fact, see if he did do that, guys, because he was supposed to announce that sometime today. that he was going to cut basically any group that does abortions or refers people for abortions. They were going to get their federal funding cut. And of course, the Democrats are going to howl. That is one thing that's interesting. This story won't be getting as much legs because of the shooting that we're having
and
today.
And a lot of people, I've seen it a lot on Twitter, like Ann Coulter. I don't know why Ann Coulter is doing...
She's a contrarian.
Yeah,
she's a contrarian.
She's just like, oh, well, every time Trump does anything good for the conservative agenda, she's like, oh, yeah, but what about the wall? Like, we don't have a wall. And it's like, I agree, and we need the wall. But cutting back on the amount of abortions in the country is a very big deal. It's a very good thing. And she does this with everything. And it's not just her. I don't want to just rag on her, but it's a lot of people like, oh, yeah, but we don't have the wall. It's like Congress controls the appropriation of funds. So in order for a real plan for a wall to actually stick, we need Congress to do it, which is why we need to focus on 2018. And for the time being, until we can get the wall, Trump doing things like this, like ending, you know, not ending quite yet, but cutting back on abortion is still a good thing.
I totally agree. When
the subheadline in that Vox article, y'all just head up, says, you know, Trump's latest plan is to take away affordable birth control from new rules could leave low-income women without access to affordable birth control.
The most affordable birth control is just not having sex if you don't want to have a baby.
Another cheap one is condoms. You can buy a box of condoms for a couple dollars.
If you are that afraid of condoms not working and you, or if you just don't want to use them, then just don't have sex unless you're in a position to have a baby.
But that's too much of a reasonable...
That would require some self-restraint.
That is a lot of self-restraint. I always find it funny that they equate women's health with killing babies. And it's like,
sure,
we can't have women's health unless we're killing babies. The two are mutually exclusive. They must go together. They must be like yin and yang. We have women's health. We have killing babies. We put them together. And if you take one away, you take them all away.
Well, in testifying to Congress, one of the higher-ups of Planned Parenthood went in there and said, well, we provide ultrasounds. We provide mammograms. Then one of these pro-life groups went and called hundreds of Planned Parenthoods across the country, and they made this great video compilation. Yeah. It's like 3 minutes long. They're like, hi, do you provide it? And then prenatal vitamins was another one. Yeah. They don't provide any of that. It's an abortion company. They provide abortions. That's what they do. They take federal funding to do it.
And there's plenty of groups out there that will provide, if you need birth control that doesn't involve abortions, or if you need women's health services, there's plenty of groups out there doing that aren't aborting babies.
There are thousands of community health centers across the country that provide all those other services that actually provide ultrasounds and mammograms.
And they could be getting this money.
Right.
You know, it doesn't have to be Planned Parenthood is not the only organization in the world that provides health care to women.
I mean, I personally know somebody who runs one of these maternity centers. They help women who maybe are in a bad situation and they need help raising their child, or they need help so that they can have a healthy baby, like these vitamins and stuff. But then if they have the baby, they provide for them a place to live. Like if they're homeless and they're having a child, they provide for them a place to live and they set them up with work and stuff so they can get on their own feet and provide for themselves and their child without having to just kill it and not even having to give it up for adoption. But if they want to give it up for adoption, they help with that too. So there's plenty of options that don't involve killing an unborn child.
All right, we're going to go to, we're going to go to Kyle. You know what? Tell Kyle to hang on. We're going to come to him. We got like a minute left. And I'm going to leave you this talking about abortion. We interviewed Louis Farrakhan. He said, this is what he had to say about abortion. He said, the cure for cancer is inside the womb of a woman. We may be killing that one kid that will find the cure for cancer. We may be killing that one kid that is able to achieve world peace because we never give them a chance to exist. So people want to harp on Louis Farrakhan all day. I like his views on abortion, and I totally agree with him. So we're going to go to break. We'll be back. We got Kyle in Texas. We got Jim in Georgia, Tim in Seattle. Kyle lives 10 minutes away from Santa Fe, saying the town is blocked. But our reporters are there, and they're going to be reporting live at the end of the War Room. We're going to still continue on. More coverage thanks to you out there supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget to support us and spread the links far and wide. InfoWars.com/show. Thanks for watching the War Room. We'll be right back.
InfoWars.com/show.
Keep up!
We grieve for the terrible loss of life and send our support and love to everyone affected by this absolutely horrific attack. To the students, families, teachers, and personnel at Santa Fe High, we're with you in this tragic hour, and we will be with you forever. My administration is determined to do everything in our power to protect our students, secure our schools, and to keep weapons out of the hands of those who pose a threat to themselves and to others. Everyone must work together at every level of government to keep our children safe. May God heal the injured, and may God comfort the wounded, and may God be with the victims and with the victims' families.
And that was President Trump earlier today commenting on basically what's going on in our country, which is people have been pushed over the edge. We had a shooting at one of his resorts where a guy went crazy and had a shootout with police inside the lobby of one of his hotels. And it just seems to be people have been wound up so much. I think there's been 10 years or so of economic uncertainty. You know, people are like, oh, it's getting better. It's not. It's getting better. It's not. Now we're seeing real economic growth, but it's under Trump, so it must be bad somehow.
Yeah, one day it's bad or one day it's Obama's. Good.
Exactly. Yeah, it was always Obama's. By the way, Darren McBreen is now sitting in the chair Michael Zimmerman was sitting in earlier. He's got some...
A little out of breath. Just ran in here.
Getting him run in here. Let's go to Tim in Seattle. Let's talk about this, which I think is one of the underlying problems. It's not a gun problem. It's a mental illness problem. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, guys. Ever since Fukushima happened, I've been paying attention to ionizing radiation, and I've come across some research that was discovered after Chernobyl, and they found out that if you're exposed to low dose ionizing radiation, you're going to have a better chance of becoming schizophrenic, or if you're more susceptible to schizophrenic episodes, you're going to have less control over it. The ionizing radiation breaks us down. It breaks us down mentally.
And what are some causes of ionizing radiation?
Fallout. Fukushima is a huge source of ionizing radiation.
And I think there was a report that came out like 90% of our nuclear reactors are leaking.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They say that
it's reassuring.
They say all the reactors put together, you get one Chernobyl a year.
Yeah.
With all the leakage.
And hey, that's the reactors you know about. People don't know. There's a reactor here in the University of Texas at the JJ Pickle campus right down the road. And there's video of it actually doing reactions. So these things are everywhere.
We've been doing some research on Facebook. I've got some friends and, you know, we're really concerned about it because Fukushima isn't going away. There's a term that we've created called rad brain, R-A-D brain, B-R-A, or yeah, brain. And there's 7 years of research behind that. It's very interesting. People are losing their minds, and a lot of it is, what we suspect is from ionizing radiation.
There you go. That could be another underlying problem, and it's something we're not really addressing. It's something is the cure to deionize, radiate your brain? You know, is there a way to do that? Is that even possible? What do you do after you get radiation sickness? There's not, the damage is done once it happens.
You can mitigate and you can detox. There are some compounds. Bentonite is usable. Mm-hmm. Zeolites are useful. I believe you guys sell Survival X2 because of the fallout situation from Fukushima. I think that was the inspiration for Alex.
Actually, it was potassium iodate. We picked up a bunch. There's a guy down in Gonzales, Texas. I actually made one of the runs. When Fukushima happened, this guy contacted us saying, he goes, you know what? We don't know how bad this is going to get. I have a bunch of potassium iodate. Do you guys want to sell it? And we were selling that in little meters, and we were giving people free meters with it, little rad meters that you could wear on your shirt that would detect if you were in the radiation area.
Yeah, right now, a Geiger counter isn't important. It's the dosimeters. People need dosimeters to find out how much radiation they're absorbing. There are some parts of Montana that are just obscene, and these numbers will not come out unless you go find them yourself. It's not something that the deep state wants us knowing about, is how bad the environment's been contaminated. And I believe, that Fukushima was one of the main dynamos for their feverish drive for Obamacare. I think that that radiation was just going to make everybody sick, and it was just going to mean money hand over fist for the eugenics lobby.
Experts are saying that depression's gone up 30% in the last few years, and they attribute it mainly to social media. I also think it might be all this Wi-Fi that we're around, that's around us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
I think it's Trump's fault. Everybody's depressed because of Trump.
That could be a lot of it, too.
Trump is responsible for everything that is bad in America and the world.
Exactly. He's done it all. How to avoid depression induced by social media. Yeah, it is sort of a, you know, people need it. It's like opium now. People are so addicted to it. And there is a detox, I think, from social media. People are starting to do it now. They're starting to recognize the symptoms. Thanks for calling, Tim. Let's go to Jim in Georgia. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Rob.
Hi.
How are you, man?
I'm great.
Well, good.
Feel bad for the people in Santa Fe, Texas, though.
Yeah, they're going through something. Me too. I mean, you know, it's part of the sad thing for everybody is this happens so often now. That, I mean, it's just like, oh, you know, there was a tornado, you know, and that was a, no, I mean, I get it. It's kind of a check yourself moment because of everything that's happening, you know, and it's just like a car wreck down the road, it seems like now, you know, it's really sad.
Yeah, except the people killed in these shootings is a very low number comparatively to, like you said, the number of people killed in cars or the number of people killed in a weekend in Chicago. What it was 188 killings already this year and over 850 people being shot in 1 year. I mean, that would be insane for like a 5 year period of a city. And this is 1 year and it's better than what it was last year. So they're doing a little bit better, maybe because of Trump, who knows, but you know, we don't hear about those ever. It's these school shootings that the media loves to, you know, parade around and make us all feel guilty about.
And when we come back from the next break, I want to talk about how the mainstream media is pushing that this was the 22nd school shooting of the year so far.
That's right, yeah.
And, they keep harping on it. And I call BS. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Bring me back.
Yeah, we'll hold you over to the on the other side of the break and let you comment on that because yeah, that is one thing that map came out as soon as it was school shooting. Boom, 22nd of the year. Here it is, folks. Here it is, 22nd. Yeah, they were so proud of that.
First, they said 18 after Parkland. After Parkland, they said 18. And what's funny is the entire mainstream media just runs.
They're going with it.
They just run with it.
CNN
they
said 22.
There's no journalistic integrity. Everybody just regurgitates what they hear from the first ones that report it. And in this case, it was Everytown USA, and you're going to learn all about them after this break.
That's right. We'll be right back after this. Infowars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody. You know, you're watching The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We got Jake Lloyd. We got Darren McBreen. Michael Zerman's running around back there, too. And we got Jim from Georgia. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, welcome back to The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We got Jake Lloyd, Darren McBreen. We got callers on. We got Jim in Georgia, Gabe in Cali, Jeff in Florida, Barbara in New Jersey, and John in Wisconsin. We're going to try to get to all of you in these last two segments. I do want to bring up this story. Get ready for 2 weeks of politicians acting like they give a shit. Parkland activists take to Twitter immediately after Santa Fe school shooting to pledge support for students. And there it is. That's David Hogg, and then Emma Gonzalez said, you don't deserve this. You deserve peace all your lives, not just after a tombstone saying that is put over you. You deserve more than thoughts and prayers. And after supporting us by walking out, we will be there to support you and raising your voices. I think these kids think that guns are magically going to disappear, like with Thanos is going to snap his fingers and guns are just going to disappear because they want it to happen. And just be just like that. But that's not how the real world works, kids. And you'll figure that out eventually.
And the same people saying that we need to ban these guns are the same ones saying that illegal immigrants can come in.
Yeah.
Just unabated, unfettered.
Yeah, how dare you stop these people from coming in?
If you want gun control, you should want border control, because that's where the guns are coming in if they're not coming in legally.
Yeah, you're right.
I totally agree. Now, Darren, you want to get into this. There's a map that CNN put up today. Showed, oh, this is the 22nd school shooting this year.
Yes.
And we call BS. Tell us why.
CNN is fake news once again. And you know, okay. So today in an article, of course, once this news broke, 10 killed in shooting at Texas Santa Fe High School. And you go on to read the article, and lo and behold, it says that this is the 22nd gun shooting at a school since the beginning of the year. Total BS. Now, earlier this year, after Parkland, they were saying there was 18 school shootings, okay? They've got this information from an anti-gun activist, Bloomberg-backed, they're called Everytown USA. They're the ones that magically came up with these statistics. And to the Washington Post, to their credit, it's been totally debunked, all right? But first of all, let me tell you what the very first school shooting was this year. And it was in, well, I'm not sure what town it was, but it was a 31-year-old man who was parked outside of an elementary school, and he shot himself, okay?
Oh, that's a school shooting.
That's a school shooting. And check this out. The school had been closed down for 7 months. So the school wasn't even open. There's no teachers there. There's no children. This guy called the police. He was feeling suicidal, and he shot himself. That's the number one school shooting. The second one, I'm just giving you some examples. The second one was in Michigan. It was at a basketball game. Someone in the parking lot shot off a few rounds in the parking lot. The basketball game was far away inside. Nobody got hurt. You know, it was well after, it was late at night. The classes had already ended. So that's their second school shooting. But like I was saying earlier, anybody with any journalist, if you have any integrity whatsoever, how could you say that there are 22 or call those examples a school shooting? Well, I'll tell you who can. The usual suspects. Everyone ran with it. MSNBC, ABC News, NBC, CBS, Time Magazine, The View, New York Daily. Jimmy Kimmel was out there talking about it. So they hear this. And of course, CNN talked about it every day. And they hear this, they know it's BS, but they can't help themselves. They have to regurgitate, they have to parrot what they hear, and this is why nobody trusts the mainstream news anymore. I mean, you can't. I mean, it's total BS.
And you got to give it the Washington Post. No, there haven't been 18 school shootings in 2018, was the headline. And usually they are purveyors of fake news, but somebody actually has a conscience and said, oh, you know what, this is totally ridiculous, and if anybody does any type of research, they're going to realize, oh, it's not true. You can't call a guy. It's like if you have drugs or guns within 500 feet of a school, you're committing a felony. You know, if somebody shoots themselves within 500 feet of a school, that's not a school shooting.
Yeah. And, well, I guarantee you this evening in a late night comedy,
oh, yeah, 22,
we're going to see it's going to be 22. That's going to be the narrative. And here's the thing. So when we take our InfoWars microphones out and people see the InfoWars sticker on there, they're like, how dare you guys... Don't you know that there's been 18 school shootings, there's been 22 school shootings. People hear this and they honestly believe it. Oh, so yeah. they hear it and they parrot it next.
Well, it fits in their paradigm. All right, let's go to Jim for a comment from him, and then we're going to go to our next caller. Go ahead, Jim, in Georgia.
Yes, sir. This is Jim from Justice Militia. I hope you guys, you and Darren, enjoy your shirts. My thing is, I want to borrow a line from Digital Underground, and it's just a quick line, black, white, yellow, or tan. Now, that was the line. But with the sperm counts falling in the Western world as they are, why would anyone want a Planned Parenthood or abortion clinic operating under our funding?
Well, you know, you've been there. You've been to the Georgia Guidestones, Jim. Right. You've seen what they say. They only want a few hundred million. I think it's 500 million people keep the population under 500 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want. Okay, there's 7 billion people here. That's a lot of people that got to die. Okay. And the elites would be perfectly happy with that. They like abortion. They want more abortions. They don't think there's enough abortions. They love falling sperm counts. They love low birth rates. That's what they want. That's their religion.
But it's time for us to leave them behind. I mean, we cannot just accept this. I'm just being honest. I mean, let's go with what's happening in Europe with the Muslims. We cannot allow our ways to die because, you know, what the government's doing. And I'm just being honest. And also, it's training, it's chemicals, it's everything. We have to buck up and make babies. I'm just saying.
No, and that's why they attack the family. That's why more people, young millennial couples, are getting dogs. They don't even want kids because they've been told that kids are bad. Kids are a nuisance. Kids are a pain. You can't go out and drink when you have kids. So, yeah, there it's all a big psyop, and then you got the chemicals, and you've got the psyops. But the Muslims are having babies. They're coming into Europe and going, hey, this is a great place. You guys made a great country here. We're moving in. So they don't have any problem with it.
The left wants to replace Americans with immigrants and Muslims.
Babies with the people of that land. They're making babies with the people of that land, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. It's all happening, and it's all done on purpose. It's all done on purpose. It's to kill culture. It's to kill the family, because let me tell you something. The Muslim family unit is a lot different. Those who practice hardcore Sharia, it's a lot different than the Western family
unit. It's a clash of
big
cultures,
time different.
No doubt about it.
Thanks for calling, Jim. Let's go to Gabe in Cali. He wants to talk about today's shooting. Go ahead, Gabe. Hey, Gabe, are you there? Sorry to put you on hold so long. But
sorry. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry about that. Rob, is that you?
All right. Cut, Gabe. This guy's an actor. I swear. That's the last time I don't even have time for this. We have like a minute 46 left. We're going to break. Let's go to John in Wisconsin. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I'm just going to make a comment on what that guy was saying about ionized radiation.
Yeah.
I wonder, you know, aside from Fukushima, it's just on the West Coast. What about all these facilities that are perpetrating the geoengineering?
Yeah, I'm sure that has a big problem with it, too, it's a big issue as well. They're putting chemicals in the sky that, one, aren't compatible with humans, aren't compatible with our food system. They have a lot of aluminum in it. We don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't get a straight story from the government because they want to hide it all under testing. They want to say, well, it's testing, so we can do it because we're testing. So because we're testing, we could just launch nuclear bombs in the atmosphere and see if they ignite the atmosphere. You know, that's their mindset. And so I totally agree. Chemtrails are definitely a problem. I'll call them chemtrails or
geoengineering.
Geoengineering. I'm trying to think what Rosalind Peterson called them.
Persistent contrails.
Persistent upper atmosphere contrails, I think is what she called them.
Yeah.
All right, we got a couple more calls. We got one more segment left. We got Jeff in Florida, Barbara in New Jersey, and then we're going to wrap it up here for the War Room. But we're going to continue our coverage. Owen Schroeder is going to be on the scene of the vigil there in Santa Fe. We're going to keep going. Thanks to your support out there. Infowars.com/show is the free stream you send out to everybody you know. And also go to InfowarsStore.com and check out some of the great deals we have, which we will highlight when we get back. Thanks for watching.
Yeah. Infowars.com/show.
So we had a couple callers earlier talking about radiation and what it could do to you. Now the Telegraph, and this is on Drudge too, electromagnetic radiation from power lines and phone masts poses credible threat to wildlife, report finds. And they also talk about the 5G rollout could cause greater harm. So this is an analysis of 97 studies by the EU-funded review body Eclipse. Concluded that radiation is a potential risk to insect and bird orientation and plant health. But hey, it's fine for you.
We're okay. Right?
Humans, ooh, man. Humans are exempt.
You scared me for a second.
Don't worry.
Okay.
And the bugs are going to die. All right. But don't worry about it.
Hey, we were talking earlier about Everytown USA.
Yeah.
That's the anti-gun organization that came up with a conspiracy theory that there's been 22 school shootings this year. Well, now they've got some breaking news. And this just came in. The NRA has reported ties to Russia. Whoa, look at that.
But Hillary Clinton has no ties to Russia.
Damn, so the NRA is not only...
Mueller has no ties to Russia.
So the FBI is investigating whether Russia illegally funneled campaign funds to the National Rifle Association in order to help Donald Trump steal the election from
Hillary Clinton. And see, they love putting out stories like this because all they have to do is put the headline out and everybody goes, wow, it must be
true. NRA bad. NRA bad.
NRA did it. All right, we got a couple more callers. Let's go to Barbara in New Jersey. She's a registered nurse. Wants to talk about Fukushima radiation. Go ahead, Barbara.
Good afternoon. I listen to you gentlemen and the show every day. I have learned much, and I have you all in my prayers. You're great.
Oh, God bless
you.
Thank you.
Every one of you.
Thank you.
And I take most of the products. Now, yes, I'm a retired RN, so I look into medical things all the time and continue to grow and learn. Must do it for my licensures, plus my father taught me never stop learning, kid. Okay, I listen to also other people and follow their places, and I don't know if you know the name Lorraine Moreau. She's a doctor. She worked with at Livermore and quit because she didn't know it was just that bad. Anyway, she talked after Fukushima that not only would we be reflected with poor health because of what we were getting in the air, but that the planes and the pilots and the stewardesses and the stewards would be negatively affected for a long time. And the planes are going to be falling apart piece by piece, disintegrating, et cetera.
And that's what's happening. Yeah, it's happening right now. The 737s are literally, the engines are just falling apart.
Exactly.
And I don't know what's going to happen with this Cuba flight, but obviously it's the same plane. It's the same plane that's happening with these with the turbines. The turbines are cracking up.
And the article said 1/3 of the Cuban planes have been stopped because of problems. That plane was rented from a Mexican company. Anyway, Lorraine Moreau was, like I said, a scientist. I tried to find her last night, couldn't. L-E-U-R-E-N, capital M-O-R-E-T. She was a doctor of, I forget what scientist she does, but she followed the Fukushima and laid it out to the world. So we have to be concerned about the planes falling apart and the pilots not being able to keep their lives going, et cetera. It is affecting us. And again, as you have all taught me, and it's true, by design.
Yeah. Exactly. It's not by accident that all this stuff is killing us. It's not by accident that the elites fortify their homes with devices that don't emit this type of radiation, that they live clean lives, but they want us to live dirty, filthy lives. Thanks for calling, Barbara. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Jeff in Florida. Wants to talk about gun laws in today's shooting. Jeff, are you anywhere near the Parkland shooting?
Yeah, I'm actually just a county north of there in Palm Beach. In Boca Raton, actually, which is not very far from the county line, actually.
Yeah. So what's your comment on the shootings?
I was just going to say it's pretty noticeable if you look at the two counties and as far as the way, you know, the policing is. I'll just leave it at that. But I wanted to just ask you a quick question. If you were aware of Field McConnell and what he had to say about the SES and his sister's involvement, Christine Marcy, in 1978 in creating it, and her hand in help create it.
No, what was the guy's name again that you said?
Field McConnell, his name is. His
Field
sister has worked in the government, and her name's Christine Marcy.
Mm-hmm. She had a
hand in creating the SES, you know, the Senior Executive Services.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically said that, you know, she was mainly, you know, involved very deeply with the Clintons. And, you know, you can find it all on his website. But mainly...
I'm not surprised an organization like that exists. And I'm not saying it's good or bad at this point, but I have looked... It's guys that are connected, that have retired.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, they give advice to other people, like, well, in my day, we did this. We took the guy out and, you know, whatever. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Who knows what kind of advice they're giving? It's probably under very little oversight, but it does need to be looked at. Who's on this list? Who are they advising? What are they saying? I think it should all be made public, especially if it's integrating any way whatsoever with the government.
Exactly. The interesting thing is, if you work there for just a year, if you retire right then and there, you get paid your full salary for the rest of your life.
Oh, isn't that convenient?
Hmm.
That's a good way to buy silence, isn't it? What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. You know what's interesting, too, is I actually am just, by less than a year ago, I had cancer on my leg, and I had been using a tablet because I had really bad back problems. And I had no problem. I had a small wound on my leg. It was a scrape. And within probably 2 years or so, and I never had tablets or before that, always had, you know, only like one computer in the house, which is, you know, on a hard line. And I really tend to wonder if having that tablet on my leg, because I can't walk well because of the, I have a torn spinal cord and a bunch of other problems. I really wonder if that damn tablet, you know, two different tablets that I had gone through, one broke, and then I got another one, you know, sitting on that leg for, like, you know, 3 years, possibly it could have caused it. I'm thinking of looking into it.
Sure, and, you know, there have been studies talking about men not putting laptops on their lap because it's leading to lower sperm counts.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The Wi-Fi is definitely doing something.
And cancer.
Well, this is the thing, is this is way back. We're talking, like, this is a really long time ago, and I had no idea about any of this at that point. And, you know, just last year, I had almost a 2-pound tumor removed from my upper thigh, and it was already into my bone.
Jeez.
And thank God they got it off, but I had 5 surgeries, and I was in, you know, in the hospital in Miami, you know, through the hurricane that passed last summer. It was, you know, ridiculously gnarly. I'm truly blessed to have survived it. I mean, it's a miracle. And I still have to have, you know, MRIs every 3 months. But
right.
I'm thankful for sure. You know, and it's horrible what's going on. And I just hope Rick Scott doesn't get any further than he has so far. Because he certainly wasn't any good for Florida in my eyes, and I think many others.
Yeah. Yeah, totally agree. Hey, thanks for calling, Jeff. As
A pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. As we end the War Room today, I just want to let everybody know we are listener supported. The only way we're able to continue to do this, send reporters out there. We're going to be going another hour today, so we're doing 11 hours live, probably even more. I mean, Owen drove there and did an hour there, too, so you could say that was 12 hours live because he was on while the other shows were on, is by people going to InfoWarsStore.com and supporting what we do. That's really how we exist. That's the only way we do it. That's the only way we grow. We're about to do a major push. We're going to announce it on Monday. I can't wait for this to happen. We are going to up it to the next level, but we need your help. We need you to go check out some of the products. We need you to get them. We need you to spread the word with the videos, the links, everything. Try some of the products and tell your friends about them, because word of mouth is some of the best advertising out there. Look at some of the reviews on our products. Look at DNA Force Plus. Look at Silver Bullet. Look at Brain Force. Look at Immune Goggle, or Gargle, sorry. Look at Bodies. Amazing reviews all across the board. And it's because we really put the best stuff we can in there so we can give you the best product for the best price, because the way we're able to do this too is because we don't have all these marketing meetings that we have to do. We're not paying for advertising. Our advertising is us. We're out there. We're using them. We're building our own shows. We're building our own systems. All we need you to do is go out there and support us. InfoWarsStore.com is the place to go. And, you know, check out 25% off on Survival Shield, 50% off on Bodies, 50% off on all the Super Blue products. You brush your teeth, don't you? I brush my teeth several times a day. Jake, do you brush your teeth?
I brush my teeth quite often.
McBreen?
I do. And all right. It is the best toothpaste out there.
It really is. It's got silver. It's got iodine. Mm-hmm. Check it out. Super Blue toothpaste. 50% off right now. Get it before it goes up, you know, and try it out, and then write a great review on us. Thank you for watching. Infowars.com/show. Now, stay tuned. We're going to be riding on in to Owen Troyer on location.